But what they've done is apply some kind of derogation that allows the country to deal with the challenges that are happening in the country. And what that means is that they've put up an administrative measure which has listed a number of products that are available in Zimbabwe and said for these ones, if you want to bring them into the country, it won't be under an open arrangement. You need to get a license from the Ministry of Industry and Commerce. That's what has generally been termed a ban, but it's a managed importation of products.
In a nutshell, what would you say are the benefits of this administrative measure?
Look, the point is that Zimbabwe has had a cumulative every year on year for the last 5 years. We are running an import bill of about $7 billion and a net deficit every year of $3 billion. And you can see it with what is going on in the country. It's unsustainable. Now there are no monies in the bank. Companies are failing to bring in needed raw material. So one of the major issues is we need to balance our current account. We need to balance between the imports that are coming into the country and our ability to create the money that goes out of the country. So yes, on the one side, we need to enhance our ability to export, but also we need to make sure that the imports do not affect the local businesses.
Zimbabwean local goods are overpriced because they are based on the US dollar when compared to goods from South Africa. What do you make of that?
Correct. Generally, it is true because the US dollar is a very strong currency. And when a US dollar is used in a context of Zimbabwe, which is among the least competitive countries, then you don't expect to see a better product at the end. However, that being said, it is a generalization. You have industries such as the cooking oil industry that from a market share against imports of 95% to 5%, 5% of local, 95%, they manage to deal with that by addressing prices, packaging, engagement with consumers, and they manage to beat South African companies in terms of price. So there are industries in Zimbabwe that have matched international products. But it's true as well, the bulk are still fairly highly priced over imported products.